You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With the main talks on fixing infrastructure and an impasse, a side group of 10 Democrats and Republicans in the Senate say they have come up with a deal, although details are scant and it's unclear if other key players will embrace this. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The bipartisan group of senators took over infrastructure negotiations after talks between the White House and Republicans fell apart. Now they say they've reached a deal on a, quote, realistic compromise framework. It calls for $579 billion in new spending. That's substantially more than the Republicans' last offer. The senators say their plan would be fully paid for and not include tax increases. But Senator Mitt Romney, who's part of the negotiating group, did say the deal may include a hike in the gas tax that would be in the form of indexing the tax to rise with inflation. Another source of funds senators are reportedly considering is untapped COVID relief money already approved by Congress. The White House has previously opposed both of those funding sources, and a spokesman said the administration has a number of questions about the latest plan. Meanwhile, senators cautioned their deal could change as they talk to colleagues, both Republican and Democrat, to get more of them on board. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.